refresher course, instructional unit 99, oral material, listening only.
训练同作战经验嘅问题呢，包括战俘个人有过咩嘢训练同作战经验，单位受过训练嘅人员嘅成数，单位有过的确作战经验嘅人员嘅成数，战俘对军官同士官领袖才能同职业上能干嘅意见，如果好，点解好？如果唔好，点解唔好？最近损失同伤亡嘅问题呢？由战斗员方面取得被联合国嘅飞机或炮兵，或同联合国嘅军队有陆上接触而打死或打伤嘅伤亡人数。由非战斗员方面取得因为疾病、意外、违反军纪而被执行死刑嘅伤亡人数。我相信你已经好详细讲及情报搜集要项，但是请你不要当我所讲过的嘢是包罗万有和应有尽有，那点我好明白。
Repeat after me.
训练和作战经验的问题呢？包括战俘个人有过咩嘢训练和作战经验？单位受过训练的人员的成数，单位有过的确作战经验的人员的成数，战俘对军官和士官领袖才能和职业上能干的意见，如果好，点解好？如果唔好，点解唔好？最近损失同伤亡嘅问题呢？由战斗员方面取得被联合国的飞机或炮兵，或同联合国的军队有陆上接触而打死或打伤的伤亡人数，由非战斗员方面取得因为疾病、意外、违反军纪而被执行死刑的伤亡人数，我相信你已经很详细讲及情报搜集要项， 但是请你不要当我所讲过的是包罗万有和应有尽有。那点我好明白。
Reading material, listening only.
关于训练与作战经验之问题，应包括下列各点：一、战夫本人受过训练之种类与作战经验；二、战夫之单位曾受训练之人员之情数；三、战夫单位有实地作战经验之人员之成数；四、战夫对军官与士官之领袖才与能力之意见。关于最近之损失与伤亡之问题，可分为两方面：战斗员与非战斗员。战斗员方面，应包括被联合国飞机或炮兵或陆上部队打死或打伤之伤亡人数；非战斗员方面，包括由于疾病、意外、违反军纪而被执行死刑之伤亡人数。
Repeat after me.
关于训练与作战经验之问题，应包括下列各点：一、战夫本人受过训练之种类；与作战经验；二、战夫之单位曾受训练之人员之成数；三、战夫单位有实地作战经验之人员之成数；四、战夫对军官与士官之领袖才与能力之意见；关于最近之损失与伤亡之问题，可分为两方面：战斗员与非战斗员。 战斗员方面。应包括被联合国飞机或炮兵或陆上部队打死或打伤之伤亡人数。非战斗员方面，包括由于疾病意外违反军纪而被执行死刑之伤亡人数。
Interpret the following. How much training and combat experience do you have?What is the percentage of trained men in your unit? What is the percentage of men in your unit?Having actual combat experience. What is your opinion of the quality of leadership?Of the officers in your unit. What is your opinion of the professional ability of your non-commissioned officers?What is the number of killed and wounded soldiers in your unit, inflicted by the United Nations aircraft? What is the number of killed and wounded soldiers in your unit, inflicted by the United Nations artillery? What is the number of killed and wounded soldiers in your unit, inflicted by ground contact with the United Nations forces? What is the number of casualties in your unit resulting from diseases and accidents? What is the number of casualties in your unit resulting from executions of soldiers for violation of discipline? This is the end of Instructional Unit 99.